Random House Audio presents Swamplandia by Karen Russell. Read for you by Arielle Citrick and David Aykroyd. I see nobody on the road, said Alice. I only wish that I had such eyes, the king remarked in a fretful tone, to be able to see nobody. And at that distance, too, why, it's as much as I can do to see real people by this light. Lewis Carroll, Through the Looking Glass. Chapter 1. The Beginning of the End. Our mother performed in starlight. Whose an ovation this was, I never discovered. Probably it was Chief Big Tree's idea, and it was a good one, to blank the fallow spot and let a sharp moon cut across the sky, unchaperoned. To kill the microphone, to leave the stage light's tin eyelids scrolled and give the tourists in the stands a chance to enjoy the darkness of our island. To encourage the whole stadium to gulp air along with Swamplandia's star performer, the world-famous alligator wrestler Halola Bigtree. 4 times a week, our mother climbed the ladder above the gator pit in a green two-piece bathing suit and stood on the edge of the diving board, breathing. If it was windy, her long hair flew around her face, but the rest of her stayed motionless. Nights in the swamp were dark and star-leopard. Our island was 30-odd miles off the grid of mainland lights. And although your naked eye could easily find the ball of Venus and the sapphire hairs of the Pleiades, our mother's body was just lines, a smudge against the palm trees. Somewhere directly below Halola Big Tree, dozens of alligators pushed their icicle overbites and the awesome diamonds of their heads through over 300,000 gallons of filtered water. The deep end, the black cone where Mom dove, was 27 feet at its shallowest point. The water tapered to 4 inches of muck that lapped at the coppery sand.